Hey, what's up? This is Z-Man one more time. Just wanted to kind of do a E3, just kind of wrap up, and maybe talk a little bit more about Nintendo. E3, I think overall E3 was good this year. 2011 was good. I think all the shows were pretty much on an even level. I mean, of course, Nintendo had the big reveal, so it's kind of, people talking about who won or lost, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as, we all realize just because, maybe if you think Nintendo or Microsoft or Sony won, doesn't mean that all the rest of them were just horrible, but there's nothing wrong with, saying somebody did better than the other, but I personally think that they pretty much were equal. I mean, Nintendo, yeah, but I still can't forgive the omissions. E3 is the biggest stage that you're going to have, the most attention you're going to have at one time, by hardcore and casual and media and everybody else. And how you don't get up on stage and address pretty much the three big issues. You ask any gamer, what's your three issues with the Wii? Third party, graphics, and online. And some people say motion control. But I think those really are the big three. And how you don't get up on stage and just at least alleviate or try to mitigate those worries right out the gate. Yeah, they did talk about third party, and yeah, obviously the graphics look better, but it wasn't just an obvious, this is going to be on an HD system and all that kind of stuff, and really no mention of online. I know I harp on that a lot, but there's a reason why a lot of games outdo Sony, on the Xbox. There's a reason why that community is so huge, just the online, and that's why I continue to harp on that. It is a big deal. I kind of can't forgive those omissions for that. But yeah, obviously, it's the most exciting, most revolutionary, most innovative idea and stuff, on one hand. So I think Microsoft did good. Like I said, I totally agree with the Kinect thing. They're about to have the oldest, most out-to-date hardware on the market soon. So, they got to keep pushing that, but they do have a very cool tool. It's kind of interesting. I hear a lot of people, oh, I got my son with me, complaining, Star Wars didn't look good, and the on-rails fable and all that stuff. And it's kind of interesting how it kind of goes, reminds me of the old. When Wii was trying to sell their motion control, and people just weren't buying it, But I feel like Kinect's cool, all the integration into the Mass Effects and all that good stuff. So they're cool. Sony pushing that 3D. I'm not really that mad about that. I mean, they're gonna do that. They do have 3D. It is, it's a real thing. You don't have to have it. That bundle they put out, very smart idea. I'm totally down with that. And of course, they had to push the Vita. And so, like I said, I already talked about the Wii. So I'm just saying overall, I think pretty much all of them had pretty much like a B, high B's, maybe some, some B plus, some B's, whatever, pretty much the same. And I just want to kind of draw the distinction between, people saying that this was awful. I mean, you can have your own opinion or whatever, but, being disinterested in a bad show are kind of two different things. I'm not interested in Assassin's Creed or Skyrim or a lot of those other big games. Mass Effect, cool, but that's really not my thing. I'm not that interested in that either. Not to say it's not awesome and I won't be playing it, but there's a difference between disinterest and bad. A bad show was, Nintendo a couple years ago with the Wii Music and Animal Crossing. Those were half-baked products trotted out there for extended amount of time. Kinect is not half-baked. I don't think 3D is half-baked. It's a little early, but I don't think it's a half-baked thing. And Move is, people don't really talk about the Move, but if you think about it, really the Move is the best motion control out there, really. It's the most flexible, it's on an HD system. These are not half-baked ideas. Just because you're not interested doesn't mean it's a bad thing. So just overall, I think they're all cool. Of course, me being the gamer I am, the game I'm most excited about is Overstrike. I haven't seen any, of course, any gameplay. But it has my three elements: cool art style, obviously it's a shooter, and it looks like you can play four different characters on co-op. So that's right up my alley. Check me out, and I'll holler at y'all later. This is the Z-Man. Check me on sectionzcast.com.